Local art lovers rejoice as the Ackland Art Museum in Chapel Hill reopens its doors for in-person visitation, albeit with a multitude of new pandemic safety guidelines. Under new protocols, the museum's hours have been reduced to 1 to 5 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday. Visitors will be able to enter the museum for a one-hour pre-selected time slot. Guests can reserve tickets in advance on the Ackland's website, where admission will still be free. Tickets may be requested for parties of no more than 4 people per visit. Additionally, overall museum capacity is limited to 25% to allow for more physical distancing throughout the building. Between each scheduled time slot, 30 minutes are reserved for cleaning. All staff and visitors are also required to wear masks at all times. With the reopening of the museum, visitors now have the chance to see their favorite exhibits in person. Currently, one of the museum's most prominent exhibits is a memorial for Breonna Taylor, titled Holding Space for Nobility. Shaniqua Gay is the artist behind the memorial. Gay said she was looking for ways to celebrate and reverence Taylor, and the Ackland provided the perfect space to do so.
It just made sense. It made sense. And if and when you see the exhibition, it just makes sense in the space. The images are large scale, monumental in scale, and they are full in the room. And there are, I guess, kind of realistic images that I've painted of her face in oil. And then these kind of acrylic bodices that she is housed in, along with a kind of sacred space of an altar that you'll see that is filled with water as a representation of cleansing, as a representation of tears, as a representation of holiness.
In this immersive commission, Gay has transformed the museum's mixed-use art and room into an area that can hold space for Taylor's memory. Through acrylics and oils, Gay renders publicly shared images of Taylor's face from happy times in her life as a reminder of her role as a daughter, niece, friend, and as Gay writes, someone who is loved and is worthy of justice and being seen.
We, as a nation, we mourned for Breonna, but instead of, you know, being in a place of grief and suffering, to see this as her transitioning and only me creating a space for cleansing and reconciliation.
Breonna Taylor was fatally shot by officers of the Louisville Metro Police Department after they forced entry into her home on March 13th of 2020. She was 26 years old. In the months since her death, her story has become part of a national conversation about racial violence and an impetus for activism against systematic injustices. While patrons are still able to virtually visit the exhibit online, Gay said some things are better seen in person.
There is something to be said about, experiencing the work in person. I think there is a level of connectivity and emotion that will come just being in the space that you can't necessarily get online.
Public tours, on-site programs, and other in-person events at the Ackland are still currently suspended. To learn more about the Breonna Taylor exhibit, or to find out more about the Ackland's continued online programming, visit ackland.org. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.